Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our special guest, End Time Prophecy Teacher, editor of End Time Magazine, and host of the End Time Show, TV and radio program, Reverend Dave Robbins. Our co-host today is Maricela Woodall. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. We are excited that you chose to tune in with us today. A day two with Reverend Dave Robbins. Yeah, thank you for coming back.
Ricky. Thank you for having me.
We're glad we didn't scare you off the first program.
No.
That's awesome.
Yesterday went too quick.
That's right.
It was so fast.
I'm telling you, I looked at the time clock. It said 42 minutes. I told Marcel right after the show. I looked at the time clock again. It said 9 minutes.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out where the time had gone. But when you're sharing such prevalent and such important information, it seems to go that way.
Yeah.
It's like those fireside conversations you're having with a friend where it says, oh, you know, 4 or 5 hours have passed by. Yeah. We've been talking about the deep things of the Lord. And I believe it's important that we talk and we continue to bring a message of the deep things of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, it's time to get away from a superficial gospel. It's time to get away from the, hey, what can God do for me? No, we are servants of the Most High God, and it is an absolute privilege to be called sons and daughters because of a sacrifice that was made for us. But we want to thank you for being back with the day too. I'm telling you, your ministry is impacting so many people. Amen. End Time Ministry is, I believe, one of the most important ministries today.
Amen.
Why? Because you're not just preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ timid.
Right.
You're saying, no, 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 there is one way to heaven. There is no fear coming upon us with what is about to happen.
Yeah.
We are the victors in Christ.
Exactly. Yeah, if the apostles would have been in fear mode,
That's right.
They would have been put in a jail cell in their mind.
Amen.
And so they had to go out into the world. And the Lord told them, he said, I send you out as sheep among wolves.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know what? Let's go.
Amen.
So what they would do is they told the magistrates would tell them, hey, don't go out and teach in Jesus' name anymore. And they would bring them in, beat them, beat their backs, put them in jail. And what'd they do the next morning when they got out of jail? Right, back up in the synagogue
preaching the gospel again.
And so they didn't operate in fear mode.
That's right.
Well, if we think in 2024, when we got all this stuff ahead of us, that I can operate being scared to death, no.
That's right.
I'm walking with Jesus Christ. Yes. And if I walk with him with my hand in his hand, I don't have anything to worry about.
You know, you said a good word, and I want to emphasize that to you watching today. Don't put yourself in a jail cell in your mind.
Yeah.
The price has already been paid. The bondage is off you. We get to take his yoke on, which the Bible says is easy, which the Bible says is light.
Yes.
Take that on for yourself. All you have to do is accept the good gift of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, End Time Ministry, this is exciting. I mean, you guys, like we were said on the last program, I don't know when you sleep. If you do, it's very little. You do a radio show. You have a magazine, which you are a primary editor of. You have a podcast. You have a television show, apart from also ministering in churches.
That's correct.
So at what point do you get to rest your eyes, brother? That's what I'm trying to figure
out.
Not
very often. We actually have a college in downtown Jerusalem that I teach in during the week from our television studios.
You get to teach in downtown Jerusalem Texas.
Yeah. Wow. Jews come in from all over Israel down to hear us teach prophecy. Jews love prophecy. Many of them do.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We had our tour guides years ago say that, oh, you know, we had a prophecy conference in Israel. And our tour guide said, oh, no, you know, Irvin Baxter, nobody's going to show up. I was there. And my father-in-law said, well, he said, Jews don't like prophecy. And my father-in-law said, let's just see who shows up.
Wow.
We had 250 people show up. And many of the people that are still in the Bible study that I teach today, the college course, they're from that original thing. Because God has given us a way to use prophecy to bring Jews from the Old Testament into the New.
Amen. Praise God.
I've got them asking us about the book of Revelation. What's Matthew 24 say again?
Yeah.
Amen.
And so it's very important because they're going to have to come into the New Testament at some point.
That's right.
God has given us a way to use prophecy to do that. And our college in Jerusalem is called the Jerusalem Prophecy College. That's case in point. That's a way to do that.
Amen. Yes.
Very, very important.
And Reverend Dave, I would like to ask you, because today I want to just mention at the top of the show, get ready, get your notepads out. I try to take notes, man.
Yeah.
You got to watch it multiple times.
That's
incredible information. But listen, here's what I want you to do while you're watching this show today. End Time Ministry has partnered with the Jim Baker Show here, the PTL Television Network, to bring you incredible incredible, incredible teaching. And so I want you to go to our website, that's jimbakershow.com, and click on our brand new affiliate program with End Time Ministry. And they have offered DVDs, books. There's a bundle right now that we partner together with. It's called Get Clear Prophecy, that's available for you. And their titles, there's three different DVDs. One is the Antichrist Socialistic Kingdom DVD, the Two Witnesses DVD, and Warn the Jews.
Yes.
And you were just talking about what you guys are doing in Israel
with
your university there. Why, Reverend Dave, why are you warning the Jews? What are you warning them about?
Right. So in, you know, that the Bible talks about an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement that's coming.
Yes.
Daniel 9:27. And there's many biblical characteristics that go along with that peace agreement. But Jesus said, and that peace agreement starts the final 7 years to the Battle of Armageddon, the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel 9:27 says halfway through that, that the Antichrist will cause the sacrifices to cease, and he will cause the abomination that maketh desolate, the abomination of desolation.
Amen.
And that is when the Antichrist will stand in a rebuilt Jewish temple proclaiming to be God.
Yes.
Well, in Matthew chapter 24, in the Olivet Discourse, Jesus mentions the abomination of desolation again. He said, when you see the abomination of desolation occur, stand in the holy place. Mention that was mentioned by Daniel the prophet. He said, whoso readeth, let him understand. So he's talking about, hey, he's talking about the future generation. The Olivet Discourse, they ask him, what's going to be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? So he's speaking to them, but he's talking to us, the end time generation. And he says, when you see the abomination of desolation occur, when the Antichrist stands in that rebuilt Jewish temple proclaiming to be God, he says, let them which be in Judea flee. Judea is the modern-day West Bank, is what they call it. I call it Judea, Samaria, but they call it the modern-day West Bank. And it's the area where the Jews conquered in the 67 Six Days War. Up until that point, Jordan occupied all of that area, up into and including East Jerusalem. But in the Six Days War, when the Arab nations around surrounding Israel invaded, in six days, Israel drove them back all the way over to the current borders where Jordan is now, and they conquered the Golan Heights, they conquered the Sinai Peninsula, and they also conquered the East Jerusalem where the Temple Mount is. And so Jesus warned, in the future, when you see a rebuilt Jewish temple, he said, let them which be in Judea flee. Well, Judea is the modern-day West Bank. In the news, every day they're talking about the settlers and everybody lives out there. So what will happen is, under the future peace agreement, this is a biblical characteristic, there will be a two-state solution created, but the Jews that are living out there as settlers, many of them are our friends. We go visit them when we're in Israel on our tours. The Jewish settlers that are living out in the West Bank, they will be allowed to live out in that Palestinian state as a Jewish minority. Those are the ones Jesus warned to flee in Matthew chapter 24. Well, the Jews don't follow the New Testament. Who's going to warn them to flee? Because why do they have to flee? This is your question. Because in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21, Jesus said, hey, let them which be in Judea flee, because if you're in your housetop, don't go down to your house to get your billfold. Hit the ground running.
Right.
If you're out in the field working, don't go back to get your clothes. You hit the ground running. Because verse 21 in Matthew 24 says, because then will be great tribulation, or the greatest time of persecution the world has ever known or ever will know. It's going to start. This is the great tribulation.
Right.
It's going to start, emanate right there out of that region. The West Bank region or Judea. So who's going to warn those Jews? There's going to be a mass slaughter. There's going to be a second Jewish Holocaust. Somebody has to warn them.
Yes.
Most people believe the church is going to be gone before that ever happens.
Right. They do believe that.
So they're not even talking about warning them.
And see, what's interesting, and I've always been intrigued about this, because even, you know, Irvin Baxter, I watched many of his teachings about this. And then, of course, you've continued that vision and that mission. And you have friends. You just said it. You have friends who are in that settlement area. Yep. How do they respond, knowing that they don't read the New Testament? What is the response that you get?
So at this point, I'll tell you, back in 98, my father-in-law kind of did a precursor to what's going to happen in the end time, because we have a big effort planned when the final 7 years hits.
Incredible.
End Time Ministries, we're not just talking about it. We're going to do something about
it. We're going to walk the walk.
We're going to walk the walk. Amen. So in 98, my father-in-law, he sent a magazine to every home in the West Bank.
Wow.
Warning them what's coming in the future. Many Jews left. They said, we realize that the rabbis want us to stay out here. It's kind of like cannon fodder. And so we believe what you're saying. And they went back into Israel proper.
Wow.
But it was a precursor to what's coming. what we're doing is because, well, I'll just tell you what happened. My father-in-law was on his way to Israel one time. He's flying, and God said, Irvin, he was saying, Lord, who's going to warn these individuals? And God said back to him, you've got a global platform. I want you to use that to reach those people. And he said, well, Lord, I don't know Hebrew. I don't know how to reach all these people. And the Lord said, I've given you a global platform. You're going to reach them. Amen. To my knowledge, nobody else is even talking about doing right. this. Well, that's why we started the Jerusalem Prophecy College, because when all the Jews come back into Israel proper and things like that. So he and I were sitting on one of our tour groups one time with a gentleman that owns a huge olive press factory. My wife goes there. She's one of his main salesmen, and because she takes our tour groups there. And you can go there, and they've turned olives into all kinds of creams and all this other stuff. Anyway, because of the boycott, divest, and sanction movement, where they're boycotting the settlers' products, Europe, a lot of other people, we go out there and support them. Because I don't believe in those false narratives. We support the Jews out there because they're doing what God said to do. Well, anyway, we're out there talking to the owner of the business. And he is very high in the military, like almost a secretary of state here. He would be that high in the Israeli military, the IDF back in the day. And we were talking to him about world government, a lot of different things that happened. And my father-in-law walked up, sat down, and we start talking to him about another Jewish Holocaust. And he said, hold on a minute. He pulls out his phone, and he said, there's another guy talking about another Jewish Holocaust. He said, I've been watching him. He's in America. Well, it wasn't us. The guy wasn't talking about the West Bank, but he was talking about another Jewish Holocaust coming. He said, I actually believe that. Wow. He said, but I'm willing to die out here.
Wow.
He said, I'm not going to give up. This is our land, and I don't care what they do. Well, but there are other people that don't have that same mindset.
Right.
So. What's the reception? At this point, we have not really belabored the point to a lot of them and said, hey, you guys are going to have to flee. But what's going to happen is our plan is to, when the final 7 years hits, when the peace agreement signed that has the five biblical characteristics to it, then, and I know that that's the one, because there have been many other peace agreements, the Wye River Accords, Oslo Peace Accords. But when I know the one is that one's happened and we've got 7 years left, End Time Ministry is going to mail a magazine to every home in Israel.
Amen.
Incredible.
There's never been another Christian ministry that's ever done that, to my knowledge, warning them what's coming. And then 3 years into that, this is going to happen. Jesus warned them to flee 3.5 years in. 3 years in, we're going to do a campaign to either to knock on doors, to send them email blast, to do everything we can, send magazines to all of them, and to warn them to flee. Here's what's coming. Amen. It's in the Bible. You need to flee. So the ones that flee into Israel proper, the book of Zechariah says during that time that I will save the tents of Judah first. Mm-hmm. When the Lord comes back, places his feet upon a Mount of Olives, the Bible says that they will come out and meet him, recognize him as the Messiah, and Romans 11, 25, and 26, all of Israel will be saved at that time. Prior to that, the Bible says, but I'm going to save the tents of Judah first. That's the West Bank. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones Jesus was warning about. So somebody's got to help facilitate that revival.
That's
God
right.
has helped us to establish a physical, we own physical property, downtown Jerusalem, and we're that's the vision that we have in all of that. That's one ball we have in the air, you guys.
That's incredible.
And so that's what Warn the Jews, this DVD is all about, is the vision, the goal, the prophecies, the biblical reasons why we're doing it, and the whole entire effort.
Amen.
And what the plan is. Because Jesus said, you guys got to flee. Nobody else is even talking about warning them.
Right. Wow.
Because End Time Ministry is not over there planting trees and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in the people.
Yeah.
That's
because
right.
Jesus told Nicodemus, who was a Jew, except a man's born again, you can't enter or see
That's
the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I know that the Jews, everybody, the Bible says there will be people in heaven that will be have been born again. They're redeemed. And it was from every kindred, people, tongue, and nation. That's Jews.
Yeah.
That's Africans.
Amen.
That's Asians. That's whoever. Doesn't matter what color you are, what your background is, irrelevant, as long as you're born again.
Yeah.
Praise God.
So
Amen.
I'm over there for the people. That's what this is all about. Warn
Amen.
The Jews.
And that's available. You can go to jimbakershow.com or call our number. It's 1-888-988-1588.
Yes.
And there are many things that you can get as well. Something that I'm excited. We talked about this on the last broadcast we did together. This is something that I am wildly excited about. You were literally right before we went on this last broadcast, you guys were making phone calls, making this happen so that the partners of the PTL Television Network, the Jim Baker Family Show, can watch this right here, which is Irvin's last words. Can you explain what this is?
Yeah. So, of course, many people followed this ministry for years since 1986 when we really launched. They follow my father-in-law, Irvin Baxter. Most people would know him in the Christian community on television and radio. And when he passed in November 3rd, 2020, we put together a project, and I hadn't even, this is brand new. I mean, I hadn't even planned on doing this with you guys. We walked in here, and we're just going to give you a copy. But, and we've sold, I don't know how many thousands of these, but this is Irvin's last words. It's his last sermon that he ever preached, his last prophecy conference, his last radio program, many things. And so Irvin's last words, the last words that he, the last sermons that he gave, those are all included on Irvin's last words. And it is such a, because in, Jim, Pastor Jim would tell you, he was one of the greatest Bible teachers I've ever met, the greatest prophecy teacher. I was raised in his church. And so he was, now I'm kind of biased. He was my father-in-law too. But he really was, and I've heard so many people tell me this, he was one of the greatest Bible teachers. So prophecy is about 30% of the entire Bible. There's an entire 70% that's not Bible prophecy. But it's the thesis of the Bible is your relationship with God, your relationship with your fellow man. Irvin Baxter was, and I've had many pastors and evangelists tell me, he was one of the greatest Christians I ever knew. He was that because he had a relationship with the Lord, but also because he understood the Word of God. And many people today, they don't have, the Word of God is so foreign to them. My daughter taught a high school Bible study years ago in to a group of senior girls. And when she took them in there, she said, okay, let me find out where you're at. Y'all know about Noah and the Ark and blah, blah, blah. And that some of them said, oh, we've heard of Noah. And they heard about King David, just Sunday school stuff. She said, well, can anybody tell me the story of Noah the Ark? What's the story leading up to the Ark and all this? None of them. None of them could tell the story of King David. And and they knew David and Goliath. That was it. They had no knowledge of the Bible. Well, I'm finding out in the circles that I run with that biblical illiteracy is one of the absolute number one problems in my mind. If we could get all of our laws based on the Bible from here on and get Congress and the president and everybody turn back in that direction, man, this we'd solve a lot of problems. But the thing is that we move so far off the Bible. Well, Irvin Baxter was a great Bible teacher beyond prophecy. And he somebody told him years ago, Irvin, if so many people would like to hear your prophecy teachings because of how deep you go and how you explain it, they would love to hear you talk about the other 70% of the Bible as well. So Irvin was a great teacher, and we've done that. If you go to endtime.com, a lot of different things, all that stuff's on there, Endtime Plus. And, but these are the last words that he spoke. Incredibly. So many people have wanted to have that because there was so much depth to it. And so that's why we're making it available.
Yes, that's right. Making it available. Amen. Yes. Yeah. And so I do want to let you know, because we're getting ready to jump into the interview.
Yeah.
But if you're wanting to order this DVD set, it's a 5-part DVD set. It's available. You can call our toll-free number. That's 1-888-988-1588. And our partner service team will help you to place your order. You're ordering directly from End Time Ministry, as we've partnered with them to help bring you this information, these DVDs, these books. There's so many other items to be offered as well. Make sure to check out our website. If you're wanting to see the other DVDs that are available, you can go to jimbakershow.com and click on the affiliate link, End Time Ministry, and you'll be able to have access to the entire site.
Praise God. You know, we got the opportunity to look at your schedule. We said, we just don't think he's doing enough. So we invited you out to the Ready Now Expo here.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. He's going to be joining us for our Ready Now Expo. That's in April. That's April.
Yes, that's April the 11th.
Oh, 11th. Sorry.
The 14th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
We
are honored. You're going to be one of our guest speakers here for that event. We have Dave Robbins, Reverend Dave Robbins joining us, Pastor Steve Chicalante, Rick Joyner, Joshua Giles. But what's amazing is we're going to have amazing teaching and prophecy and Bible prophecy as well, but also too practical. So we believe in practical preparedness as well. And so we're going to have workshops and seminars, hands-on training, gardening, how to raise your own, how to raise your own food, how to raise chickens, just all those practical things. And I believe that more people are wanting to really go back to the roots, the way that God actually intended us to garden and to know where our food comes from. And so that is happening April the 11th through the 14th. That's our Ready Now Expo. It's our annual event that we have here at Morningside. You can attend in person, and that's free admission to come to the main building. And if you want to go to our website, there is also a live streaming option. So we will be live during that entire event as well. We'll be streaming it live, and you can go there to our website at jimbakershow.com, and you can see all the information there.
You know, I'm still working on my jokes. I have a pretty dry sense of humor. We are honored that you have even taken time out of here to be here with the PTL Television Network, our family, the people who are going to come visit this live and also watch online. So thank you for even taking that time.
Yeah,
this is going to be a great, great time.
Absolutely.
Hey, while you go to that website and check that out, it's readynowexpo.com. I want to play a role of your show on the PTL Television Network. So check this out. It's the In Time Show trailer.
Many ongoing prophetic fulfillments occurred in 2022, providing substantial evidence that we are in fact living in the end time. There will be a one world government during the last stage of the human governments on the earth. But once you understand that these things overlap and these are different events leading up to the second coming of Jesus Christ, the book of Revelation is the unveiling of Jesus Christ. Then the book of Revelation really starts to make sense. Death has been replaced with eternal life for those that have been born again. This generation has not yet experienced the anxiety of potential a nuclear conflict until now. Those who are unjust will remain unjust. And those who are filthy will face eternity in their filthy condition. That's why you've got to prepare now. Don't wait till, I'm going to wait till I hear the trumpet and then I'm going to get ready. No. Be too late at that point.
Hey, man, that's the End Time Show on the PTL Television Network. Now we're going to jump right into the questions. People are ready for it. Tell us about the two witnesses.
So the two witnesses DVD or the two witnesses period?
The two witnesses period.
Let's go. Yes.
So the two witnesses are, I believe, are two individuals. In Revelation chapter 11, the Bible calls them two prophets. And the Bible talks about prophetesses in the New Testament, but these individuals it calls two prophets. So I believe there are two men. Some people have said, well, it's going to be, you know, Enoch and Elijah coming back and different things.
Yes.
I simply do not believe that. We don't have a precedence for God bringing somebody back from the dead because he needs them to fulfill his will on the earth or to preach and teach the gospel of the kingdom of God. So I believe there are two individuals, two men that are, I believe they're alive on the earth today. I don't want to give away the whole DVD and stuff that we're selling, but I believe there are two men that are alive on the earth today and that God is preparing them and equipping them for the times just ahead and what's coming.
Wow.
God will never call you to do something that he will not prepare or equip you for if you'll submit to him prior to that. So I believe they're alive on the earth today. There are two men that are serving God. Wow. I've had a lot of people ask me, well, what would they be teaching? Well, when Jesus Christ sent his disciples to preach, Jesus' message when he was here on the earth was the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Amen. Yeah.
Then when he sent his disciples to go preach, he said, you go teach the gospel of the kingdom of God. The gospel of the kingdom of God is simply the God of heaven is coming back before long to establish his kingdom here on the earth. Let me show you how to be a part of that kingdom. And then you go into the born again plan of salvation.
Yes.
Well, that's where I'm at. And that's where these two witnesses are. The two witnesses will be teaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. That's going to be their message, whether it's to the Jews or wherever they're preaching. They're going to be teaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. I believe they're alive on the earth today. It's going to be two men that God anoints. They're going to be thorns in the eyes of the Antichrist and pricks in his side.
Praise God.
Because the Antichrist will be ruled by Satan. Yes. It's possible he would be inhabited by Satan himself. Whereas an individual that is full of the Holy Ghost, I'm not worried about the Antichrist.
Praise God.
He's got to be worried about us. Greater is he that's in me and he that's in the world.
Amen.
That's right.
That's the two witnesses in a nutshell.
That's right. Yeah.
The DVD goes into a lot more in-depth than that, a lot more explanation and things. But for the sake of time, I'll leave it there.
And there it is on the screen. If you want to get that, you can go to the website. So we're going to ask you some rapid-fire questions if you're ready for them.
Most
prophecy teachers are teaching a very strong point of a pre-tribulation rapture. Why does End Time Ministries believe in a post-tribulation rapture?
Well, sure. So I will tell you guys, so my father-in-law, Irvin Baxter, who started the ministry, he was raised to believe in a pre-trib.
Yes.
Up till the time he was about 19, 20 years old. And there was an old evangelist that come to his dad's church. His mom and dad were pastors. And they would bring evangelists and people all through all the time. And they, he had an evangelist come through, Pastor Joe Duke. Some people may remember him as an old blind preacher. And he said that the four beasts in Revelation were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Hmm. And my father-in-law said, you know, I don't know a lot about prophecy, but I know that's not true. So the fact of the matter is that God set him on a tear. He's really preparing him for what was coming. But he read through the next 30 days, he read the book of Revelation through 19 times.
Wow.
Just
wow.
straight through. So he realized, he thought, man, something's not right here. Well, anyway, he started studying prophecy, and it launched him into a prophecy ministry. Well, about that time, he was reading through a lot of this, just studying prophecy alone. He was studying the Bible prior to that, but then he just started focusing on just the prophecies, and he started reading a few different scriptures, and he thought, now hold on a minute, I've been taught that the rapture is going to happen prior to the tribulation my entire life, but what about this scripture and this one? So the first one that he read that really tripped him up on the pre-trib was that, now for those of you that are wondering, what are we talking about? So the rapture is the event when the Lord would come in the skies, the clouds will roll back. Revelation 6 says, the clouds will roll back just like they did as a scroll when it's rolled together.
Amen.
And that the Lord would send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet. It's the last trumpet, 1 Corinthians 15. It's the last trump, and he would send his angels with the sound of a trumpet to gather his elect. The elect in the New Testament is the church. Yeah. The elect in the Old Testament is the Jews. So he's reading down through these different scriptures, and in Matthew chapter 24, again, it's the Olivet Discourse. They ask him, what's going to be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? What's it going to look like at your second coming? And in a King James Version, it would say the end of the world. Mm. Well, some people have confused that to say, well, that's the end when the great white throne of judgment happens.
Yes.
And we go off into our eternal existence. That's not what it's talking about there. Because the original word right there in Greek is aion, which means age. So they're asking him, what's the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Well, he goes down through Matthew 24 and 25, some of 25, and does the Olivet Discourse. And he's given us events that will happen during right around his second coming. Well, which I believe the rapture and the second coming are one continuous event. We can talk about that in a little bit because that trips a lot of people up as well. Yeah, the rapture and the second coming are not 7 years apart. That's one continuous event. That's Revelation 19. The rapture happens. We have the marriage supper of the Lamb in the sky. We go straight to fight on behalf of Israel at the Battle of Armageddon.
Yes.
There's no 7-year period in between there. The Bible doesn't teach that.
Amen.
Okay? And so once you understand those nuggets of truth, then when you get to what I'm talking about, then you'd say, oh, my goodness, I see how it fits.
Yes.
Well, in Matthew chapter 24, he's going through the Olivet Discourse. He gets down to Matthew chapter 24, verse 29 through 31, and it says this. And listen closely. It says, Jesus said, if you're looking at a red-letter edition of the Bible,
right,
it would be red. Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation of those days.
Yes.
Now, if that word after said before, we'd have a whole different conversation.
Right.
But he says, immediately after the tribulation of those days. What tribulation are you talking about? In verse 21, he said, let them which be in Judea flee, for them would be great tribulation.
Yes.
Right.
That's the great tribulation we're talking about, the final 3.5 years prior to his second coming. Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, would the sun be darkened? Moon shall not give her light, stars will fall from heaven, the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then they shall see the sign of the coming of the Son of Man in heaven, and he shall send his angels with the sound of a trumpet to gather the elect unto him. Well, that's the rapture in verse 31.
Yes.
When did Jesus say that would happen?
After. Amen.
After.
Verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now, we could stop right there, but that's the words of Jesus. Everybody says, I want to go to by the words of Jesus. I do too. But he said right there that the rapture event,
amen,
when the Lord would come and gather the elect with the sound of a trumpet, that would happen immediately after the tribulation of those days. If that was just one verse, I could still prove my point. But if you go to, there's a plethora of others. We put out a document years ago, 26 absolute proofs in a post-tribulation rapture. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, the Apostle Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by our gathering together unto him, by the coming of the Lord and our gathering together unto him. And it's talking about the second coming and our gathering together, the rapture. And then he calls it that day.
Yeah.
He said that you be not soon shaken by word or deed as by letter or by as by even us. If we come talking to you, don't be shaken as that day of Christ is at hand. Remember, he calls our gathering together and a second coming that day. He doesn't say that 7-year period.
That's right.
He calls it that day twice there. And then he says that you be not shaken because that day shall not come except there come a falling away first and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. That's the Antichrist. He says that day, our gathering together and the second coming will not happen until after the Antichrist is revealed.
Right.
Most people believe that the rapture occurs before the Antichrist is revealed, but that's simply not what it's saying. That you go on down through there, and the Bible says, now we know what withholdeth. He who letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Most people say, well, that's the church or the Holy Spirit. But that simply is not the case, because Paul would have contradicted what he said in the first four verses.
Yes.
It's simply, if you go to, we say, well, what's withholding right there? Go to verse 6. That's the key. It says, now we know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time.
Amen.
It's the time clock of God that's withholding the Antichrist from being revealed. Until it's time, the Bible says he's revealed when he stands in a temple and proclaims to be God. So until it's time, he can't be revealed. Mm-hmm. So that's very important right there, is that it's the time clock of God. And the Apostle Paul said that it can't happen until after the Antichrist is revealed. A third one, I'll give you three and then we'll move on amicably. The third one is Revelation chapter 20. The Bible says that John saw a vision, and he saw people that were in heaven, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he saw people in heaven that he came through, did not take the mark of the beast, did not take a mark in the right hand or in the foreheads. They did not worship the beast. They came through the great tribulation. That's when the mark of the beast is doled out. John said, I saw people in heaven that did not take that. And the Bible says they went, this is Revelation 20, verse 4 through 6. The Bible says they went in the first resurrection. That's the rapture. Well, if those individuals that did not take the mark of the beast and came through the great tribulation, they went in the first resurrection, then what's the first resurrection that people say would happen before that? It's simply that there's not. I've had people say, well, there's many parts to the first resurrection. The Bible says there's a first resurrection.
There's a first resurrection.
And so that the fact is that the people that came through the great tribulation, they were included in others that went in the first resurrection.
Right.
So just, I gave you three.
Yeah.
That is just, and that's really the nail in the coffin for the pre-trib thing for me. But there's many others that prove that the church will be here all the way through. Revelation chapter 16, when you go through the vials of the wrath of God, you go through the first six. The first one is a grievous and noresome sore will come on those who receive the mark of the beast during the tribulation.
Yes.
So we know that they're not poured out till after the tribulation.
Right.
The next six are poured out on the armies that have come down against Israel to battle at the Battle of Armageddon. After the sixth vial of the wrath of God, which says the great river Euphrates will be dried up to make way for the kings of the east to come down against Israel to battle, and he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon, right before that, after the sixth vial, it says, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest they walk naked and they see his shame. That's the rapture.
That's right.
And it happens after the sixth vial of the wrath of God.
Wow.
So, for the pre-trib thing, I'm just not there. I believe the scriptures teach a post-tribulation rapture.
Amen.
It's not a salvation issue.
Amen.
I get it.
Amen.
And so, my father-in-law believed in a post-trib, but he died pre-trib. And so, the fact of the matter is, just be born again. Just be ready to go.
Amen.
That's the main thing.
Amen.
That's
be
what
ready
I believe.
To go. Praise God. You know, for someone reading the book of Revelation, they're saying, you know, it seems a bit confusing to me. Could we break down for them, what are the seven trumpets?
Okay. So, book of Revelation has, it's segmented into three segments, and then it has a skeletal structure.
Yes.
You have the seven seals. You have the seven trumpets. You actually had the seven thunders, which John was going to write in Revelation 10, but the Lord said, no, don't write those.
Right.
And then you have the seven vials. So there's a skeletal structure. The book of Revelation is really the revealing or the unveiling of Jesus Christ. So it's the story of the second coming of Jesus Christ told over and over and over again. And I'm like a preacher. I'm sitting here spitting on you guys. Sorry about that.
Praise God.
But the
You're
thing is,
good,
yeah,
so.
The it's the revealing of Jesus Christ told over and over and over and over again. It's different stories or sets of events that lead up to the second coming in the Battle of Armageddon. It's told at least four times in the book of Revelation. It's a skeletal structure.
Yeah.
So when you have the seals, those events happen, and it ends at the sixth and seventh seal, which is the second coming in the Battle of Armageddon. Then you have the trumpets, the seven trumpets that come along. Those are a set of events that all lead up to the second coming in the Battle of Armageddon. They overlap each other. Then you have the vials of the wrath of God in Revelation 16. Those end at the seventh vial, which is the second coming in the Battle of Armageddon. So it's the revealing of Jesus Christ, the book of Revelation. So the seven trumpets are simply one story and a set of events leading up to the second coming and the Battle of Armageddon. It's part of the skeletal structure of the book of Revelation.
Amen. If you're just tuning in, this is the PTL Television Network. We're with Reverend Dave Robbins. You are definitely going to want to go to the beginning of this broadcast or go back to day one and watch everything we have been talking about. We're shooting some fast-paced questions at you right now. I want to ask you, do you believe that the Antichrist could be alive on the earth today?
I absolutely do, because of the way the events are transpiring with such just rapidly.
Right, absolutely.
And so there's no way. So with the world government, the world government creating a central bank digital currency, which is a global economic sanctioning system.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
All the major, the vast majority of the central banks are looking at pushing that out. That's a global economic sanctioning system. That's Revelation 13, verse 16 through 18, the mark of the beast system, along with other global ID systems. You realize the things they're putting in place right now, the ability to implement the mark of the beast was not possible until the invention of the computer. It's a 2,000-year-old prophecy. But until the invention of the computer, the internet, and now blockchain technology, many people that are invested in cryptocurrency would understand blockchain.
Yes.
Until they're tying all this into the blockchain technology, until the invention of these things, it was not possible to implement the mark of the beast. They could implement it today if all of these things were put in place.
Yes.
So because of all this, the rapid way they're establishing a world governing body, the world religious system, all of these things in place, all of the prophecies concerning the second coming of Jesus Christ have either already been fulfilled, they're being fulfilled right now, or we're watching precursors. Listen to every single one of them.
Yes.
And so for me to say, well, the Antichrist, I don't even think he's alive. That's 100 years from now. There's no way.
Right.
Because what's going to happen is when the world governing system is established, the Antichrist will come along. He's going to be involved in getting the peace agreement signed. And then 3.5 years later, he's going to usurp authority over a fully functioning world governing system.
Yes.
That world government system is being established right now.
Absolutely.
And so he, in my opinion, he has to be alive right now.
Amen.
And he is a politician in Europe that is coming to power. He's being groomed. The Bible says he will come on a platform of peace and flatteries.
Yes.
So he's not going to come on a platform of war.
That's right.
Everybody's going to accept him and think,
like him.
He's the great peacemaker. He's going to be awesome. And most of the world's going to follow after him. The Bible says everyone whose name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will worship that individual.
Wow.
So number one, get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
That's number one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, now I'm going to ask you an off-the-wall question. We didn't pre-plan this at all.
I'm used to it.
Do you think that something along the lines of, and I want to clarify this for the viewing audience, I'm not saying that this is the mark of the beast by any means. I'm saying, do you think the Neuralink that Elon Musk has just released is a precursor to something that could be attached to the mark of the beast? It's a chip that now is allowing control of the brain. They're starting off, they're saying it's doing great things. You know, it's curing the blindness. Yeah. It's allowing people who are paralyzed to walk again. All great things, all things that the Holy Spirit can do for you as well still today. But, you know, anything that can input data can also output data. That's the worst possible scenario. But do you think that these are just things to desensitize the mark of the beast?
Well, so desensitizing is one of the main things. Mm-hmm. It's getting people used to putting things in their bodies to enhance their body and do this, that, and the other. Now, I will say, if you got to ask yourself the question, if you were blind and Neuralink could make you see.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you be tempted?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, I would be tempted as well.
But I know I have the Holy Spirit, so praise God.
So I get
on.
It. But the Holy Spirit, let's say the Holy Spirit hadn't healed you yet.
Amen.
Would you be tempted to do Neuralink?
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I said on my radio program that I would never do any of this stuff. Somebody asked me the question. I thought, man, I got to think about that.
Oh, yeah.
So I would be, to get my sight back 20/20, I would consider it. Here's the thing, though. That is different than putting a mark of identification on you for me to be able to economically sanction you.
Yes.
And so I want to make sure that everybody understands, because I said something about putting stuff in your body on my television program here a while back. If you can get a pacemaker that's going to keep you alive and allow me to spend more years with my grandkids and blah, 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 put it on.
Right.
Yes.
But that's different than the mark of the beast when they would put something in your hand or your forehead as a mark of identification that would allow them to economically sanction you. In other words, a central bank digital currency, a digital dollar that's tied into the mark they put in your hand. And then they say, okay, this is programmable. You go out and you want to give money to the Jim Baker ministry. We don't agree with their narrative, so it's economically sanctioning.
Okay.
That's different than this Neuralink technology. Mm-hmm. If they start tying the Neuralink technology into some of this, then I think it'll be a whole different. But at this point, that's not what it is.
Yes.
And so people have to understand the technology and understand what they're really trying to do behind it. The only problem I see with it is desensitizing people to saying, hey, it's just something else in my body.
Yes.
It's a chip. That's where you got to be careful. You got to understand the technology behind it and what they're trying to do.
Yes.
And then determine, do I want to put this in my body? That's the decision that some people will have to make for themselves.
That's right. You know, we've seen it over the years. Whenever a popular cell phone came out with what they called the idea of the finger to open your phone, then it transferred to the idea of the face. Yeah. Many people were going online
like,
saying,
I ain't doing that.
Yeah, that's the mark of the beast. I'm not touching that. Yeah. It's like, no, I promise you that's not the mark of the beast, touch ID.
Yeah.
But we are, you know, I believe it is desensitization. If the media wants you to believe something, they've been pre-planning for 20, 30 years to slowly roll it out to get you comfortable with the idea of it. The issues that we're seeing in the world today, you know, if we can just name a few of them, like the transgender issue, the LGBTQ issue, those didn't just pop up in the last two years. Right. Those have been slowly being programmed for the last a couple decades. Yeah. And that's what we're saying. So that's what we're saying, the desensitization. I believe there's a company, I don't want to say the wrong state. I think it was Wisconsin. If it's incorrect, you trust me, our viewers are faithful. Yeah. They'll make sure we're right. They were using a chip. It's about the size of a grain of rice put in the hand. Yeah. They could take it out of their paycheck if they wanted to go to the vending machine, if they wanted to get some food. And that was a program being run. Like I said,
I would not do that.
People were believing, okay, this is the mark of the beast. But I believe that is a desensitization.
That's exactly
we want people to get comfortable with the idea, like you said, of putting something in their body.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you another question. We didn't plan this at all.
That's okay.
I've had people say that, you know, in the end times, there'll be mothers in situations where they're saying, well, I need to feed my child. And I know that unless I take the mark of the beast, I won't be able to feed my child. Do you believe that there is a possibility somebody could accidentally take the mark of the beast?
No, I don't.
Thank you.
Absolutely not. Because there are two things I will never do. Everybody listen closely. Two things scripturally I will absolutely never do. I will never take a mark of identification on my person. Mm-hmm. Never. I don't care if it's an invisible tattoo. I don't care if it's a chip, whatever it is. I will never take a mark of identification on my person that I can be controlled by.
Right.
So if you're going to put a pacemaker in your heart, everybody go do that, whatever. But I'm saying a mark of identification that I could be controlled by. I also would never pledge allegiance to the Antichrist or his world governing system. That is actually worse than taking a mark.
Yes.
They're both bad. I wouldn't do that. But I've had people say, well, I've got a tattoo of mom on my arm. And you know, I'm talking about a mark of identification that can be used by a world governing system to economically sanction you. Also, I would never pledge allegiance thereby worshiping the Antichrist or his world governing system.
Amen.
So a mom that's trying to feed her baby and she needs to get, you know, some kind of government assistance or whatever like that. No, that's not the mark of the beast. The thing is, I made up in my mind that I would use the system until they started to abuse it, and then I will have to opt out.
Yes.
The two things you can't do. A mom could never say, okay, I'm going to have them put a chip in my baby's hand and blah, blah, blah. No.
Right.
That's the two things you can't do ever. And you talk about a mom feeding her baby. The fact is, the Bible says that I've never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread.
That's right.
So you got to trust God. You got to be led by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
God's going to help us through all of this.
Amen.
One other thing I will tell your viewers is that I can prove that I don't believe the United States is going to be fully engaged with the world government in the end time. I can prove that scripturally. So I don't believe that the mark of the beast would become the law of the land here.
In the United States.
In the United States.
Hmm.
So, because the Bible says in Revelation 12 that we, the eagle's wings, will be protecting Israel against the face of the serpent or the world governing body in the end time. There's no way we can be fully engaged with
and
that.
And protecting Israel.
And be protecting Israel against that in the end time. So also, if you understand the teaching, modern nations in the Bible, Daniel 7, the four beasts, a lion with eagle's wings, bear, four-headed leopard, a ten-horned beast.
Right.
The eagle's wings, the United States. I can prove that. I know everybody says the United States ain't in the Bible. It's in there. Well, you go to Revelation 13, 650 years later, John writes the book of Revelation. And in Revelation 13, he gives a depiction of a single beast. He said, I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. Mm-hmm. This is going to be those nations in Daniel 7 federalized into a world-governing body. It had the ten horns of the ten-horned beast. That's the European Union, the reborn Holy Roman Empire. The body of the leopard, Germany. The feet of the bear, Russia. The mouth of the lion, Great Britain. It's a European centralized world governing body. The Bible says that all the world would wonder after this beast. Now, there's some other stuff to tie in there, but it's a world governing body. The eagle's wings mentioned in Daniel 7 are not there. We're not mentioned in the world governing body. What happened to the eagle's wings?
Right.
Jump back one chapter to Revelation chapter 12. The Bible says that there's a war in heaven. This is 3.5 years prior to the second coming. Michael and his archangels overcome Satan and his angels. Mm-hmm. Satan's bound to the earth. The Bible says, rejoice you there in heaven, but woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because Satan comes down into you having great wrath. And he persecutes the woman with 12 stars around her head in that chapter, which is Israel, and those that have the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is the church. Revelation 12, 14, very, very key scripture. The woman is carried away on the wings of a great eagle, where she is nursed in her place for time, times, and half a time against the face of the serpent. So the eagle's wings in end time Bible prophecies, the United States, were not engaged with the world government. We're standing with Israel, protecting her against the world government in the end time, which leads me to believe there may be people here that push for this, but there's also people here in the United States. Donald Trump said, he just made the statement that if I become president of the United States, we'll never have a central bank digital currency here. There are states that are pushing to pass laws against central bank digital currencies we're the only ones doing that,
right?
America.
That's right.
So even though there is evil here, the Bible says we're evil. There's evil where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound.
Yeah.
So
amen.
I'm looking at, I'm following Jesus
amen.
Christ,
amen.
Being led by the Spirit of God,
amen.
Not worried about it.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
What are the next two prophetic events that are going to happen on the timeline?
Yeah. So that's World War III and the peace agreement that starts the final 7 years.
Two.
Those are the next two. The reason I say the World War III is because the first five trumpets in the book of Revelation have already occurred. A lot of people teach that the seals, trumpets, and vials only happened during the final 7 years. That is simply,
not correct.
The seals have been started to have been opened thousands of years ago with the establishment of the Catholic Church. That's the white spirit. Then the first five trumpets, really quick, World War I, and you'll see this in all of our DVDs.
Yes.
World War I is first trumpet. World War II was the second trumpet. World War III was the Chernobyl nuclear accident, April 26, 1986. The Bible says that John said, I saw a star fall from heaven by the name of Wormwood.
Mm. Right.
Wormwood in the Ukrainian Bible is Chernobyl.
Oh, wow.
Is it really?
Yeah, check it out. Yes. My father-in-law has had people walk up to him at prophecy conferences and show him.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a Chernobyl nuclear accident. Then the fourth trumpet was the tearing down of the Berlin Wall, the process of globalization, the speeding up of time. That's 1989. The fifth trumpet was the Iraq war with Saddam Hussein. Mm. So the first five trumpets, it's a 2,000-year-old prophecy. The first five trumpets have occurred in just over the last 110 years. So you tell me we're not in the end time.
Right. That's
it's impossible.
The sixth trumpet's the next one staring us in the face, World War III.
That is the sixth trumpet you believe.
That's the sixth trumpet. It absolutely is. And then that's the one that loosed the four angels bound the great river Euphrates.
Yes.
That's the sixth trumpet. And then the peace agreement. Which starts the final 7 years. Those are the next two events to occur on God's prophetic timeline. Mm. There are ongoing prophecies, like the ongoing establishment of a world government, world religion, the precursors, the mark of the beast. Then there are events that happen. World War I happened, boom. First trumpet. World War II, second trumpet, 38 to 1945. Then the concentration camps were liberated and the bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That was the end of World War II. They happen and then they're done.
Mm.
So there's both. Well, then you're going to have a peace agreement that happens and then it's done. You're going to have a World War III that happens and then when it's done. But they're still watching the ongoing of establishment of a world government. So some are ongoing, some are once and done. And the peace agreement and the World War III are the next two to be once and done on God's prophetic timeline. And we're staring both of them. They're in the news, in the headlines of the news every
daily.
Single day.
That's right.
Okay, and I have to, I just have to, if I can, Ricky,
please,
I got to ask
on.
One question I've been wanting to ask Reverend Dave this whole time. Tell me, because like you said, it's not just Bible prophecy groups that are talking about it.
Yeah.
Right now in the news and the headlines, the words being spread about the great river Euphrates is drying up. What do you make of that?
So the scripturally, a lot of, I know the great river Euphrates is drying up, but it's pockets of it.
Yes.
The river Euphrates is the principal water source in the Middle East. They'd all be dying if it was completely drying it up. So I know that years ago, the Turkey built what's called the Ataturk Dam.
Yes.
They have the ability. Matter of fact, they dried up. They stopped the flow of the Euphrates for 30 days when they built that to fill up that big reservoir up there in Turkey. So they have the ability to do that. Well, the Bible says at the sixth vial of the wrath of God that the great river Euphrates will be dried up to make way for the kings of the east to come down against Israel to battle at the Battle of Armageddon.
So they could shut it off.
So they do have the ability to shut it off, but that's not what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. There are pockets of it drying up. But then they'll get rains, and those will fill back up, and then something over here will dry up. So it's just the natural course of events that's happening right now. But there will come a time when the prophesied event happens, and that's at the time of the sixth vial of the wrath of God. That's a few years away yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
So that's
good.
What's happening. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
This is intense. We're watching the PTL Television Network. We have Reverend Dave Robbins here with us. It's an honor that you come on to the Jim Baker Family Show, that you come on the PTL Television Network. We love having you on the network. You have the End Time Show on the network as well. You can go watch that video on demand and watch all of this. I'm telling you, it's not just something that you can watch one time quickly and gather all the knowledge.
No, you got to rewind
it, write some notes, and rewind it again because it was you were talking a little too fast with Ari. We weren't able to write fast enough. I'm telling you, this is a blessing though, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
The information you are sharing is depths and knowledge.
Yes.
I love the fact that we were talking in the back room. It's not just, hey, I could give you a yes or no answer on some of these things, but why would I give you a yes or no answer when I can share the knowledge? I love the fact that, you know, my generation calls it gatekeeping. You're not gatekeeping the knowledge from anyone. You're saying, you know what? If the Lord has given me the knowledge, I will share the knowledge. And that's what the End Time Ministry is
all about.
You know, you have DVDs, you have podcast, TV, radio. You also have a magazine, which we subscribe to here. Yes. I get this on my desk, and I absolutely love it. So the one that is the most recent right now is this one that I'm holding, correct?
Yeah, this is this is March, April, May, June's coming out here.
It comes
out bi-monthly, six times a year.
Amen.
And I've had my father-in-law visited a guy, a friend of ours, that works at the Pentagon years ago. He said, man, you guys write stuff in here you're not supposed to know about yet. And I'm like, I've got overseas sources.
I love that.
I've got overseas sources that'll tell you things that are happening 2 days from now.
Wow. Amen.
And so God's helped us. Yeah, certainly.
So tell me, if I wanted to subscribe to this and I didn't, how would I go about doing that?
Yeah, sure. Go to endtime.com and go to our store. Mm-hmm. And just go to the store at endtime.com and everything's there. DVDs, books, magazines, everything happens right there. And so everything, I mean, endtime.com is the nucleus of End Time.
Yes.
Everything stems from there. You can watch archived television programs, radio programs. We do a daily program every day, 3 to 4, live from Dallas. And it goes all over the world. Podcast, just everything's on there. Go to endtime.com. You can get all that stuff. Purchase all the products. And I know you guys have affiliated with us, and it's been great.
Yes.
It's been awesome.
That's right. We have an affiliate program with them.
Yes, that's right. We've just launched. The last time you were on the show was our first time to launch our affiliate program with End Time Ministry. And so you can right now, if you go to our website, jimbakershow.com, they've given out our partners who watch here at the PTL Television Network, they've given you access to be able to order the product directly from their ministry. And so you can do that by going to our website, jimbakershow.com. Just click on that End Time affiliate page. Also, I do want to mention, we have our toll-free call center here.
Yes.
That's 1-888-988-1588. And our partner service team can help you place that order. All your product will be shipped directly from End Time Ministry.
Reverend, you know, we'd wish that every single person who watches the PTL Television Network is a born-again, on-fire believer in Jesus Christ, the only true way to heaven. But, you know, maybe that's not the case. Maybe we have people who are watching who simply love prophecy, but they don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. What would you say to somebody, you know, who may be teetering the fence and saying, you know what, maybe I do want to give my life to the Lord today?
Yeah. Well, I would tell them there's nothing more important than that in your life. Yeah.
Amen.
The thing is that when you talk about being born again, it's very important that people understand what Scripture says about that. Because, again, there's not 14 different ways to do it. And we've got a brochure that we've shared for years called What Do You Mean Born Again? Because years ago, my father-in-law, having been a minister, he was raised in a minister's home. He'd been to many meetings and conferences and all this stuff, talking to different people, and have many different religions approach him, trying to convert him and do different things. And he would say, well, just be born again. And most of them would say, well, we're born again. He would say, well, how do you define that? Mm-hmm. I had a guy ask me, my chiropractor the other day, I said, you got to be born again. He said, well, how would you define that? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I told him, but I said, I'm just giving you a treetop version. I'd like for you to see all the verses.
Yeah.
What we've done for years at End Time, and I want to offer this to your audience.
Yeah, we'd love that.
We have a brochure. You can go to endtime.com/reborn. Mm-hmm. endtime.com/reborn, because it's more than just one verse here, one verse over here.
Right.
Yes.
It is, the Bible gives a plan of salvation called being born again. Jesus told Nicodemus that in John 3. And if you go to endtime.com/reborn, it takes you through the entire thing. It's a Bible study they can read through.
Wow.
Amen. Awesome.
And it's very, very important. And so Jesus Christ, or the Apostle Paul, he said that, I now deliver unto you the gospel that was delivered unto me, by which you are saved. And that's the good news, that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again.
Yeah.
And then he said in Thessalonians that God is coming back in flaming fire to execute vengeance upon them that know not God and obey not the gospel. So I've got to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that's why we've given away the brochure for years. And I want people to have this in their hands, tangible, how they can do that, the correct way of being born again. And that's why I've given them endtime.com/reborn. And it explains the plan of salvation in great detail. And it gives all the verses because there's so many different nuances to it. It's more than simply believing.
Right.
The Bible says the devils believe in one God and tremble, but they're not going to be saved. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wanted to offer that to everybody. What do you mean born again? And that explains the plan of salvation in great detail.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. With just 2 minutes left in today's broadcast, the time goes by so fast when there is such great knowledge being shared. What is the mission of End Time Ministries today and moving forward?
End Time Ministries teaches the gospel of the kingdom of God. That's number one. To the entire world, because the end time is now.
Yeah. Amen.
And because I understand the prophecies and I know the second coming of Jesus Christ is just ahead of us, it puts a sense of urgency in me because Jesus Christ said, I know people have to understand the word of God to be saved. Mm-hmm. It's impossible if you don't understand the plan of salvation or these different things to say, well, I'm going to be saved, but heaven's just going to be a great bar stool or whatever. No. You got it all wrong. So the fact of the matter is because I understand the prophecies of the Bible and I need to build people's faith in the word of God, Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, that when they come to pass, you might believe.
Right. Amen.
So I can use current events and show people how prophecies written 2,000 to 2,500 years ago are coming to pass right now.
Amen.
And that builds their faith in the word of God.
That's right.
I've brought atheists into believing the word of God using Bible prophecy.
Amen.
In Revelation 19, Jesus, the Bible says, a testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy.
Amen.
So he knew prophecy would be a very easy way for us to build people's faith in the word of God and then to share with them the born-again plan of salvation. That's the message of End Time Ministries. We use the prophecies, and then we teach the gospel of the kingdom of God to the entire world.
Praise Amen. God. I just want to make it very clear, the PTL Television Network, we support End Time Ministries.
Amen.
We stand with End Time Ministries, and we love them. That's why we have an affiliate program with them. You can go to jimbakershow.com or call us at 1-888-988-1588, where you can see everything they have to offer on our affiliate page. And we also just got this right before our last broadcast added to the affiliate page.
Yes.
It's Irvin's last words. You said it's his last sermon, his last radio broadcast.
Radio broadcast, prophecy conference, and some last dedicatorials and different things like that.
Incredible.
So you just have to check it out. It's really, really in-depth teaching. It's really good.
That's right. And they made sure this was available to you. Your faith is the most important thing that you can be focusing on. Ensure that you are right with Jesus Christ. Ensure that you have a personal and interpersonal relationship with him today. Nothing else matters in comparison to that. And I want you to remember this, friend. As you go throughout your day today, remember this. God loves you. He really does.
Yeah.
Bye-bye for today.
Pastor Jim and Lori Baker invite you to the Ready Now Expo at Morningside USA for 4 power-packed days of Bible prophecy and end times preparedness. Join us Thursday, April 11th through Sunday, April 14th. Dig into end times Bible prophecy. Attend informative workshops and sharpen your preparedness skills. Shop exclusive deals at the vendor booths, product tables, and stock up on survival essentials. You'll also enjoy hearing from our special guests as a member of the live studio audience of The Jim Baker Show, with our special guests, Pastor Steve Chicalante, Reverend Dave Robbins, Joshua Giles, Rick Joyner, and many other leading experts and teachers. You can join us in person or watch the live stream online. Registration is required, so visit our website at readynowexpo.com. We can't wait to see you there.